So it is written that man shall act. The fourth one is that he is commanded to do is concerning whether the being will be happy or unhappy person. This is concerning the end. And the happy one is the one who really achieves the pleasure and happiness. And الشقي, the wretched, is the opposite. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Hud, in chapter 11, verses 105 to 108. Can we have them one by one, please? فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. On that day it comes, no person shall speak except by his leave. Some among them will be wretched and others blessed. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقَوْا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. As for those who are wretched, they will be in the fire, sighing in a high and low tone. خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك إن ربك فعال لما يريد. They will dwell therein for all the time that the heavens and the earth endure, except as your Lord wills. Verily your Lord is the doer of what He wills. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا. And those who are blessed, they will be in paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His favors. Abiding therein, خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك عطاء غير مجدود. Abiding therein for all the time that the heavens and the earth endure, except as your Lord will, a gift without an end. So the end is either happiness or wretchedness. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the happy ones with the happy ending. Then it is said, by Allah other than whom there is no true God. This statement, it is said that it is inserted by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and that it is not from the wording of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the people of hadith differ concerning a statement, whether it is from the hadith or inserted by the narrator, then the basic ruling is that it is from the origin of hadith, and thus it cannot be accepted except with a proof. So the insertion cannot be accepted except with a proof, such that there can be no reconciliation between the origin of the hadith and what is inserted. So the correct opinion, therefore, that this is from the wording of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. By Allah other than whom there is no true God except Him, and this is an oath asserted by the declaration of Tawheed, when he said, فَوَاللَّهِ, asserting the statement by swearing, فَوَاللَّهِ, by Allah, الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُ, the one whom there is no true God except Him, meaning there is no true God worthy of deserving worship except Him. Although there may be gods worshipped besides Him or to His exclusion, yet it is not deserving and not true. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:43, أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَ أَنْفُسِهِمْ Or have they Aliha gods who can guard them from us? They have no power to help themselves, nor can they be protected from us, from our torment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Luqman in 31:30, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ That is because Allah is the truth, and that which they invoke besides Him in batil, even if they call them gods and deities, and that Allah, He is the Most High, the Most Great. Then He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Verily one of you behaves like the people of paradise, until there is but an arm's length between him and it. Right. Meaning, he works or does act until his appointed term comes close. And it does not mean that until there is but an arm's length between him and paradise in relevance to the rank of his actions. No. Because his actions that he is doing are not righteous. As came in the other hadith, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ The one amongst you acts by the actions of the people of paradise as it appears to people while he is from the people of hell. Because some people took this hadith a problem. How come he acts by the actions of the people of paradise until there remains only an arm's length between him and there, and then the pre-decree comes on him, and then he acts by the actions of the people of hell and then enters hell? The answer is, عَنْ عَامِلَ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ As explained in the other hadith, he acted by the actions, assumed the actions of the people of paradise in that which appears to people. In that which appears to people. So, until there becomes between him and it an arm's length indicating the closeness of his term, it's coming to an end. He's close to die. So, what happens? فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ So he will abandon the actions which he used to do and behaves like the people of hellfire. Why? لِوَجُودِ دَسِيسَةٍ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ هَوَتْ بِهِ إِلَى الْهَاوِيَةِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ Because there is an hidden evil within himself leading him to destruction. Not clean. And the Shaykh rahimahullah said, أَقُولُ هَذَا I say this, لِأَلَّا يُظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوءِ I say this, lest some people may have bad opinion concerning Allah. Because by Allah, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يُقْبِلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِصِدْقٍ وَإِخْلَاصٍ No one comes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and truthfulness and acts by the actions of the people of paradise except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disappoint him and relinquish him. For he is the most generous. Rather, it's inevitable that there is something in that person's heart that will lead him to abandon that work and go and do and behave when his closeness to death time approaches and ends up in a bad ending. And remember all the story of that man who was with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in one of the expeditions. This man was fighting strongly the enemies. So people were amazed from his actions and bravery, and they said, he is the man who won the battle. He is the man who won the battle. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هو من أهل النار. He is from the people of hellfire. الله أكبر. So فعظم ذلك على الصحابة. That was difficult on the companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. How could this man be from the people of hell? Seeing what they had seen from him in the battlefield. So one of the companions said, I will stick to him and I will follow him and observe him. So this brave man received an arrow from the enemy side and he was wounded and became very worried. So he took his sword, we seek refuge in Allah, and put its head, its tip on his chest and its hand on the ground, then pushed himself inclining on it until it came out from his back. He killed himself. So this man who saw this came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and told him. And he said to the Prophet, أشهد أنك رسول الله. I bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ said, wow, how? He said, the man that you mentioned him to be from the people of hell did such and such. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explained and said, إن الرجل ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيما يبدو للناس وهو من أهل النار. We seek refuge in Allah from this. He said, the man may act and behave the actions of the people of paradise in that which appears to the people, while he is from the dwellers of hell. And remember the story of Al-Usayrim from the tribe of Abd al-Ashhal, from the Ansar, from the helpers in Medina. He was a staunch enemy to the call to Islam. And when the people left the Medina for the battle of Uhud, Allah threw in him faith in his heart. So he believed and went out for jihad. And he achieved martyrdom. So when people after the battle came to check for their killed ones, and so they saw the man, they told him, what brought you here? Did you come out of your love for your people or loving Islam? He said, rather My love for Islam drove me here. Then he told them, tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from me the salam. This was his end. Killed as a martyr, yet he was before a staunch enemy to Islam.